good to see you guys. An important day for us. We did a good bit of red zone work today, and that's been a real emphasis as we get towards the end of the week. This day for us is about, kind of completing that preparation in terms of the finish that we do. So we're happy to see that. We went a little longer today. We want to get an extended look at some guys. We have a few players that will be out for the ball game. Freeman, Kazee, Wilson, Effetti, and Pastor won't be able to go. And then I'll check with Gabe and Who tomorrow. If they did well, they went hard today, and I want to see if, as long as they're good tomorrow, then they may get a little bit on Saturday. But I'm going to check them tomorrow, and I can give you an update before the game. That's it for the playtime stuff. Past that, now some of the conversations for us is our new spot and the excitement that goes along with that. We had discussions, where do we go to park? Where do we go? We're having a walkthrough tomorrow there as opposed to here. And so we're just really excited to see our fans and feel their energy and know how hard our guys want to play for them, and in return, how much energy they provide to the players. So glad to open it up to you guys.
You're 7-on-7, Coach, in the red zone. Pretty efficient today. Were you pleased with that?
I was, and we started some yesterday, even post-practice, to get extra red zone work. It's been an area of emphasis for us all through the spring, mini camps, and here into training camp. And that's one of those things, more reps, more time, and we've kind of devoted that time to it. So it was good also having everybody back, with the exception of Devontae, from an offensive standpoint, to get timing down, to get the speed that we want to play at.
Is Devontae out of the protocol and just not ready for practice?
Still in. Yep, still in. And so we're hopeful that as we get started, hopefully for practice full next week, he'll probably work out before the game, but we won't play him in the game. He hasn't been cleared to play, so we'll work him out. But hopefully he'll be cleared, the day after, and then we can get going. You know what? I'm going to talk to Chris now, and I haven't made a decision yet. So I told both the players we were going to take it all the way through the week and see. So I'll have an answer for that for you guys tomorrow. I'll be glad to share that with you beforehand.
Is it important at all, what D-Led said, with Devontae, the fourth game usually is the one where starters don't play?
That's not true with us.
Okay.
If you, just from seeing. But for him, I think it would be unlikely that he would.
Okay.
But I would like to get him back out practicing.
Okay.
But, like our standard, we play him, and that's guys on our team. So we have an extended team this year. But as far as Free goes, you're up the right road that hopefully we'll back practicing next week and then really get him ready. But he's anxious to get back practicing too, but unlikely that he'll play against Jacksonville.
You talked about going through this walkthrough and everything like that. How important is it, getting a feel for the field and stuff like that?
Yeah. The field's not as much because it's the same surface that's in the indoor. So way back when we put that one in, we had the same one that was going to be going in the new stadium. So it was a little bit different than the Georgia Dome, but we've been on this one for a while. So that'll feel pretty comfortable. The thing that we want to see is catching some punts with the halo board on. Where's the, shot clock for the quarterback, scoreboard? Where's it for me? Seeing, so that kind of stuff is why really I wanted to go down tomorrow, just to get a feel for the locker room, the walkout, get the touch for the field. Which sideline is ours? just simple, funny questions like that I thought it'd be worthwhile to go down and get a sneak peek where we're not necessarily just focused on the game, but we can kind of walk around and see all the things, even after the walkthrough, that the stadium has that you don't normally get to as a ball player, and see the pillars, see the 100, just all of it, So we're going to get in tomorrow. We'll do our walkthrough, and then they'll have a little bit of time if they want to tour around, and then we'll head to the hotel and get with our preparation.
One more.
Sure.
You don't mind?
No problem.
I'm sorry about this. Coach Quinn, can you talk about your thoughts on the fight this weekend and who you think might win, what kind of a decision it might come down to?
Well, like everybody, I'm excited for it. And I'm going, for me, with Mayweather. And I just feel like a guy who's had that kind of success, and I've seen him fight before in his sport, I think would be hard to, to compare with. So that's my reason behind it. And like everybody else, I probably won't get to see it, but I'll see the highlights for sure.